Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 23, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. In vitro approaches to mimic cardiac mechanical load dynamics for enhancing maturation and disease modeling. Human pluripotent stem cell-derived cardiomyocytes hold significant promise for in vitro models of the human heart. Achieving full maturation of these cells requires replicating the native cardiac environment, specifically incorporating active mechanical loads such as preload and afterload. These mechanical cues are essential for enhancing cardiomyocyte maturation and improving the utility of these models for disease modeling. This approach represents a critical strategy for advancing the development of more physiologically relevant human heart models. Article number 2. S1PR1-MYPT1 maintains coronary endothelial barrier in pressure-overloaded hearts. This study found that coronary microvascular hyperpermeability and subsequent inflammation infiltration are key early characteristics of pressure-overload-induced myocardial injury. In mice, endothelial-specific deletion of sphingosine-1-phosphate receptor type 1, S1PR1, led to severe pressure-overload-induced cardiac dysfunction, while S1PR1 overexpression preserved cardiac function. Researchers demonstrated that S1PR1 activation maintained the coronary endothelial barrier by preventing myosin phosphatase target subunit 1, MYPT1, ubiquitination and degradation during pressure overload. These findings reveal a critical role for the S1PR1-MYPT1 pathway in preserving coronary endothelial barrier function and cardiac function under pressure overload, identifying S1PR1 as a potential therapeutic target. Article number 3. Nobiletin prevents cardiac hypertrophy via SIRT5-mediated downregulation of P3OO. This study found that nobiletin treatment attenuated cardiac hypertrophy and improves systolic dysfunction in mice models of transverse aortic constriction. Nobiletin also improved the survival rate of these mice. Mechanistically, nobiletin significantly downregulated E1A binding protein P300 expression by directly binding to and activating SIRTUIN5, which in turn promoted P300 degradation. These findings identify nobiletin as a potent activator of SIRTUIN5, suggesting its potential as a promising therapeutic agent for heart failure. Article number 4. Primary aldosteronism, small molecule antagonists of mutant KCNJ5 potassium channels. Mutations in the potassium inwardly rectifying channel subfamily J member 5, KCNJ5, gene drive aldosterone overproduction in a subset of aldosterone-producing adenomas, and familial hyperaldosteronism type 3. Researchers identified small molecule compounds that specifically antagonize mutant KCNJ5 channels. Compound 3 demonstrated specific antagonism of mutant KCNJ5 channels with an inhibitory concentration 50 of 20 nanomolar in electrophysiological studies, showing no activity against wild-type KCNJ5. This compound also inhibited mutant KCNJ5-dependent aldosterone production in human adrenal carcinoma cells, identifying a potent and specific antagonist and a promising therapeutic strategy for primary aldosteronism. Article number 5, Machine Learning Model for Atherosclerosis Evaluation and Cardiovascular Risk Prediction, based on coronary CT angiography analysis from the Creation Registry. Machine learning models based on coronary computed tomography angiography CTA features demonstrated superior performance in predicting major adverse cardiac events compared to traditional risk factors and the coronary artery calcium score. The XG Boost model achieved the highest predictive power with an area under the curve of 0.887 for 5-year major adverse cardiac event prediction. This model showed a hazard ratio of 1.95 with a 95% confidence interval of 1.77 to 2.15 for major adverse cardiac events. These findings demonstrate the strong potential of machine learning combined with coronary CTA for personalized atherosclerosis evaluation and cardiovascular risk prediction. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.